Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Crystal. May I please have the email address on the account, please?
Yeah, my email is msutter@genalbank.com. msutter@genoabank.com.
Thank you, sir. And your first and last name, please, sir?
It's Martin P. Sutter.
Thank you, sir. Could you please verify your address?
19701 West Zwicker Road, Martin, Ohio, 43445.
Thank you, sir. And yes, sir, I do see you have the Omax 3 Ultra Pure. How may I help you today, please, sir?
I have called numerous times. I've canceled this, and I'm not paying this charge. And now I'm getting upset because last month I called, and the lady told me, well, they couldn't do anything because it was shipped, and they'd only charge me half. Well, I told them that I was not paying any more, and then I got a charge on my credit card. I'm going to block my credit card, but I want my refund now. I'm very upset with your business practice. This is the third call I've made in the last 3 months.
Okay.
And I've been a customer for a while, and I was happy, but I had told them that I had too many of the vitamins, and I didn't want any more for a while, and I put it on hold, and then, excuse me, when they started shipping again, I decided I was going to cancel because I just don't use them. And that's when I started calling over 3 months ago. And you guys keep charging me, and then you keep telling me you're going to take care of it. Well, this is unacceptable.
Okay. Yes, sir, I understand, but I don't see any notes in here. Do you happen to know
that's
who you
not
talk
my,
to?
That's not, yeah, that's not my fault. You guys are unbelievable with this. I mean, the lady even read it back, what she was putting on the account.
Okay, yes, sir. Do you know your login information?
No, I don't have any login information.
Because I see nothing on this account whatsoever, and I was trying to find out what went wrong, but there is definitely
well,
nothing
what went
here.
Wrong is you guys continue to keep charging me after I've canceled. And have assured me that this is going to get done.
Yes, sir, and I do apologize. It was not taken care of. Let's start by, so this was supposed to be canceled already. So you're wanting it to go away completely. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. And I'm not mad at you, ma'am. I'm just very, I don't like this type of business practice.
I get it, sir. I totally get it. And I do apologize. I'm not sure why someone dropped the ball. But let's see what we can do for you here. Okay, yes, sir. You have the product to return it?
Nope.
No.
And I told them I wasn't accepting it. I wasn't doing anything. It's I'm done. I'm not playing this game.
Okay. Would you like to speak to a supervisor, sir?
Yes.
Okay, let me get you a supervisor, okay? Let's see which supervisor is going to be available the quickest for us. And I'm asking now. Okay, I just requested a supervisor for us.
If you look. I have a confirmation 800768 on April or on May 2nd. I called. It was, and what they agreed to do at that point was they were going to credit me half, and they never even did that.
Yes, sir. See, I'm going to be honest with you, sir. I don't see any notes in the computer whatsoever, so the supervisor is definitely going to be able to help us better. with this, and I'm sorry someone dropped the ball, but they'll so you called three times. I want to make sure
I called three times. The first time was back in March, and I told them to cancel it. Then they sent me the product again and charged my credit card. I then called and talked to, I don't know, the reference number I have is 800768. And at that time, they were going to process a credit for half.
Okay, but can you give me that email address one more time? I just want to check and make sure there's not two accounts out here, please.
M. Sutter, S-U-T-T-E-R, at genoabank.com.
Yes, sir. Okay, I just wanted to be sure. Let's get you all the notes put in and get you transferred over to a supervisor. And you have confirmation and everything, so we're going to get you a supervisor and go from there. They're going to be able to assist you better than I can. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get you that supervisor. Her name is going to be Asia. And she's going to be able to help you with all this that is going on for us. And I do apologize this happened. I understand your frustration. But she'll definitely be able to help you and resolve this matter. Because I don't see where they said they would give you 50%. Is that correct?
Yep.
Last month?
Yep.
I don't see where that was issued, and you didn't receive that either, did you?
No, I did not. And they told me that they would do it. I just got my statement yesterday.
Yes, sir. And see, there is absolutely no notes. Okay, I'm just waiting for her to be available for us, and then I'm going to transfer you right over to her. I just want to make sure you don't get accidentally disconnected or something. So I'm going to hold on the line with you until she's ready to take this call, okay?
Yeah, I just feel like this is
ridiculous.
No,
I get it, sir. I understand. I totally agree with you. And we're going to get you somebody that can help you out. And they even have the way to look and see since you have all this information. I just don't understand why no one put any notes in.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. And I'm letting them know also in the notes, that way you don't have to keep repeating yourself, that you were promised 50% refund last month, didn't receive. Account wasn't canceled. Okay, I've got that for him. Okay, I'm going to put all this and just copy and paste it in the notes. That way we don't lose it here. I think she said give her about 30 more seconds and she would be ready. Okay, yes, sir. I'm going to transfer you right over to her. Please remain on the line. She'll be right there to help you, okay? Sir?
Yep.
Okay, transferring you now, sir. Have a great day. Thank you for calling OMAX Health. Please remain on the line. She is waiting on you now.